Tranmere have got an absolutely massive game this weekend as they take on Forest Green on Friday. Rovers, of course, just 2 points off the automatic promotion spots in League Two at the moment after a brilliant run of form. And then they take on Lincoln, the league leaders, on Monday as well. So I have a chat about that. I'm joined by Tranmere legend Ray Mathias. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
First of all, I've actually got you in because when you now walk down to Prenton Park, there is a house behind the cowshed stand, which is a semi-detached house. And on the wall that is detached, basically, there's a massive painting of yourself and of Ian Muir, which has been commissioned by the Tranmere Rovers Supporters Trust. It's the club's leading goal scorer and the person who's made the most appearances for the club. So that's yourself. What a great thing to have. It looks amazing.
It does, Matt, yes. I was getting every day, Ben Harrison, who's in charge of the trust, he was sending me pictures on my phone and how it was progressing each day. And it was amazing how, you know, it went from blank pictures of two people, and it was absolutely amazing when it finished. And to see it now, it's incredible. Actually, there was an Everton game on Monday night, and a couple came up to me and said, Ray, that mural is absolutely fantastic on the houses. I don't know what the other people think about it, you know, in the district, but it's absolutely amazing.
It does, and it looks so like you. It's been done by Paul Curtis, who also did the Liverbird Wings down by the Baltic Market as well. I mean, how's it make you feel? You know, now, when you walk down to Tranmere, you're going to see a massive 20-foot painting of yourself on the side of a house.
I think it's, as Ben said, what it is. You know, it's a football club now, you know, and you're actually walking into a big football club, which Tranmere Rovers is over the years, you know, and it's bringing everything back to the club, you know, what's been lacking over the last couple of years, especially when we went down into non-league. But again, it's a start of something big, I think, at this moment. You know, I think, as you mentioned before, the games coming up now are massive, and if we can get and get 3 points in every game, I know that for me the most important two games are Forest Green and Lincoln City, and I think after the Lincoln City game we'll know where we're going then. Mm.
What was your reaction when Ben first asked you?
It was, I was amazed, you know, he just said, what do you think? He sent me a text, and I just looked at it and kept on looking at it, you know, and I thought, dear me, you know, it'd be nice that. So I was really pleased. I texted him straight away saying, yes, I'll be there on the day as well, you know, to unveil it. So be absolutely marvellous on the day.
Yeah, it's all going to be unveiled a week on Saturday when Rovers play Bury, which is also a pretty big game coming up as well. They're coming thick and fast. Have you taken the family to see it as well?
I think the family have drifted in on their own, you know, at their own different times and that. My daughter's been about three times, and my youngest daughter and that, so my son's been down there. I think my eldest son diverted, she's a school teacher, and diverted from the Oval into Prenton, you know, to see it and have a look at it. So that was the first time I seen it. Was last Saturday, live. You know, last Thursday. As a couple of people asked me to go down at the club, and get some pictures and some interviews and that. So it was absolutely amazing.
What did you think then when you first saw it?
What can you think when you see that? You know that you know all the years. You know, I've been involved at Tranmere for over 50 years now, and to be involved on the football side for 35 of them years was amazing, you know, and I'm proud of that, you know, and to see that picture up there, it makes me even prouder.
Absolutely, and we'll put a picture of it on our social media at Radio City Talk if you want to have a look on that. It's a picture of Ray, couldn't look more like him, or a painting of Ray and a painting of Ian Muir alongside him. And in that famous kit as well, was that the Arsenal game did you wear that one in the Arsenal game?
Yeah, I think it was, yes. We had that for quite a few years because we didn't have any money to change the kit then, you know, so it was amazing. I think I must have taken that kit to a fella called Kenny Flint. He still works for the club now, and his wife. And his wife used to wash the kit then, you know, around about 1980, when we were having a really, really bad time financially. And that's when the council came in to help us out. But you know, they're the things we had to go and do then, you know. And that kit was amazing, really.
It's the white one with kind of a blue stripe going diagonally, and an Umbro kit as well. When you see pictures of that or pictures of yourself in an old kit, does it immediately evoke memories of years gone by?
It does, yeah. You know, I think you mentioned Arsenal. We went to Arsenal, you know, and everybody was giving us a no-hoper, you know, and that, and we're going to be 6-0 beaten. And because Arsenal had just done the double in the previous season. So they had the likes of Alan Ball playing for them, who left Everton to go to Arsenal, and we went there and got a win 1-0 with a goal from Eddie Lloyden. And funny enough, the story goes that Mark Pallas, now who's chairman, Ron Yates, who was the playing manager then, gave Mark a job to do on Alan Ball. And he said, wherever he goes, son, you follow him. If he goes for the toilet, you follow him. And Mark did that, and he did a great job. And in the end, Alan Ball tried to do Mark, and he done himself and was out for 3 months after that. So that's how good a job Mark Pallas did.
A very famous win. Tranmere, the only team to have a 100% record at Highbury. Only been there once, but they won. And they'll be the only team to have that ever now that Arsenal have moved. It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time. Ray Mathias in the studio with me this afternoon. Let's just talk Tranmere then. Mickey Mellon, of course, you had him as a player during your time in charge at Tranmere. And what a job he is doing.
Yes, absolutely fantastic. You know, I think the biggest thing for me was getting out of the conference. You know, that was a massive, massive job, you know, and nobody realises how hard a job it was to take them from non-league football. Because when you go into that and you're Tranmere Rovers Football Club and they're coming to a place like Prenton Park to play their games, the other clubs, it was amazing. And the results, what they get, was fantastic, you know, to get there. I know for the first season they were in the Forest Green, funny enough, who they play on Saturday. Friday was the team who beat us then. But, you know, to follow that up and achieve them results the following season was amazing, and go on and go to Wembley and win the game.
And now in a position where they genuinely could win automatic promotion and a second promotion in succession, which would be an incredible achievement. You don't see that often coming from the conference, certainly not with the money that Tranmere have had.
Yes, exactly. You know, that's a credit to everybody within the football club. That, you know, first and foremost, football's all about the players, isn't it? You know, and the fans, and I think the players have done amazing. You know, and what they've done in since January is bring David Perkins in, one or two other people. You know, like Miller, you know, he's an experienced player who played at Man City. You know, OK, he's been out injured, but there's Ollie Banks, who's experienced, he'll get through. You've got Rydell, the left-back, who's played, I remember him starting at Huddersfield as a kid, 16, 17-year-old kid, and he was going to be one of the best left-backs in the country. And unfortunately, along the way, he's lost his way a little bit, but he's still a main feature at Tranmere Rovers.
He certainly is. What would it mean to you to see them back in League One, where you were managing them, of course, all these years ago?
Yeah, it'd be great. You know, I prefer to see them in the Championship, but, but you know, it's a long way away, that, you know, but you know, they've done absolutely marvellous, and the fans can't ask any more, you know, and really the players can't ask any more of the fans, because they've come out in abundance and you know, the support what they've given. You know, one game recently I read there was 4,000 fans there, or 3,000 fans, which is amazing, you know, and then 8,000 fans last Saturday plus, and 8,000 the week before that, you know. So the turning out for the lads and giving them support, which shows great encouragement from both sides.
Yeah, they're making a real difference as well. Everyone could go back to that Boreham Wood game at Wembley and you could see just how big a difference the fans made on the players that day. But they're now doing it in league games at Prenton Park, which hasn't always been the case, to be fair.
Well, I can assure you it was massive at Boreham Wood, because we had Rydell sent off after 3 minutes and that. And it was one of them games you think, oh my goodness, no, not again, you know. But the fans really lifted, and I'm saying lifted, the players that day, you know, and the support was amazing, really, really amazing it was. And if they can continue that now to the end of the season, come and support the club and give them that support and give them that backing with the cheering, and players will respond for you.
It's great to see the world turning out for Tranmere, isn't it?
It is, you know, it's, excuse me, it's a long time since we've had all this excitement now, you know, and we've had some great times, and some, you know, with Johnny King was manager, and we had the players of John Aldridge, and absolutely fantastic players, you know, even Ian Muir, you know, before that, you know, he's come and done his role, you know, in the build up to everything then, and our Championship years was fantastic, and hopefully now we can start on that role again.
Yeah, fingers crossed they can do it. Do you believe that they can do it this year?
I believe they can, yes. I think they've got, you know, if you've got a goal scorer, if any team's got a good goal scorer in their side, I think they'll get things and get rewards for it. And I think this season Norwood has excelled. Absolutely marvellous.
Do you think they'll do it automatic or through the playoffs then?
I hope they go automatic. I don't fancy driving to Wembley again, so it's... But it was a great team. But To be honest, my lad has booked in at the Hilton already, you know, because last 2 years we've been there, you know, so he's booked in, and if we don't, we go outright promotion, he's cancelled it anyway. So, but that's how responsive the fans have been, you know. I think it's been absolutely fantastic.
It has, and fingers crossed they can just get over these last few hurdles and get back up to League One, because what an achievement that would be. Ray, I'm going to enjoy seeing your face now every time I walk down towards Prenton Park, and I'm sure you will too. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
No problem. I hope everybody else enjoys my face as well.